Here we are. This is Real World Radio on air. 3w.realworldradio.fm.
Raw Women at the Forefront, from organic farming to the strengthening of the role of women. It's worth trying. This was the idea conveyed by two women members of the Calmañana Cooperative during the Food Sovereignty Forum that took place on August 17th in Uruguay, Canelones Department. When they started producing aromatic herbs in an organic way, they never dreamt they would end up winning the first prize in a contest of projects led by women, and that then they would travel the world to talk about their experience. Three groups of rural women from the northeast region of Canelones are part of Calmañana. The initiative was born in 1987, when the sugar factory of Montes was closed down, and most of the relatives of the women members of the cooperative were sugar beet farmers. Back then, anthropologist Kirai de Leon submitted her project to the Northeast Federation of Canelones, which in turn submitted it to the promotion societies made up by delegates of the different farmer groups. Three groups voted in favor of the project, then, under the coordination of the anthropologists, they started working as a group. When we first started working, we didn't know what a women's group was, since we did participate in school commissions, but never in leading roles. We always worked supporting and helping our husbands, said Alicia Rodriguez, member of Calmañana and of the Network of Rural Women Groups of Uruguay, in an interview with Real World Radio. Kirai de Leon had worked with rural women groups in Chile, and so she was familiar with different experiences with aromatic herbs. We wanted to do something related to the land, which is what we love, said Rodriguez. So in 1996, this group of women gave way to a collective project. Our purpose was to have an income that was exclusive to women, she said. Then they created the cooperative to sell aromatic herbs grown organically. The first thing we did was a greenhouse, and we worked on it together as a group, said Rodriguez. Now they are in charge of every part of the process. They plant, dry, package, and sell their products. The herbs can be found in supermarkets all over the country under the brand Campo Claro. We wanted something that was for women, but we never dreamed of reaching this far. Well, women tend to be shy, but now we go everywhere we need to be, we face whoever we need to face, and we are not ashamed of being rural women, said the member of the cooperative. In 2007, they submitted their project to the Successful Economic Projects Led by Women contest, organized by the Network of Popular Education Among Women of Latin America and the Caribbean, and they won the first prize. This is why they traveled through Bolivia, Chile, Argentina, Brazil, Italy, Spain, and the US. I loved getting to know other experiences in the country and outside the country, since we've had the opportunity of traveling, of knowing other ways of working, exchanging with other women. Our personal growth has been significant, said Rodriguez.